The Love of My Life by Rosie Walsh. Read by Imogen Church and Theo Solomon. Part 1. Leo and Emma. Prologue. We walked north, separated from the main sweep of the beach by kelp beds and rippling tide pools. The sea was a field of white crests, and the few clouds in the sky moved fast, throwing spiral shadows across the sand. It felt good for the two of us to be here, in this liminal place where the land shelved into the sea. This realm wasn't ours. It belonged to the sea stars and limpets, the anemones and hermit crabs. Nobody noticed our togetherness. Nobody cared. It rained for a while, and we sat in a shack hidden in the dunes, eating sandwiches. There were middens of dried sheep droppings in the corners, and the rain drummed on the roof like gunfire. It was the perfect sanctuary, a place just for us. We talked easily as weather systems tore back and forth across the beach below. In my heart, hope grew. We spotted the crab skeleton at the far end of the beach soon after our picnic lunch. Medium-sized, dead, alone on the strand line, amid deposits of driftwood and dried spiral wrack. There were razor shell fragments stuck to its abdomen, a bleached twist of trawler net hooked around a lifeless antenna, and peculiar signal red spots on its body and claws. Tired now, I sat down to examine it properly. Four distinct spines crossed its carapace. Its claws were covered in bristles. I looked into its unseeing eyes, trying to imagine where it might have travelled from. I'd read that crabs rafted long distance on all sorts of vessels, pieces of plastic, hunks of seaweed, even the barnacled hulls of cargo ships. For all I knew, this creature could have travelled from Polynesia, surviving thousands of miles, just for the chance, to die on a Northumbrian beach. I should take some photographs, my tutors would know what it was. But as I reached into my bag for my camera, my vision took a sudden pitch. Lightheadedness dropped like marine fog, and I had to stay still, hunched over until it passed. "Low blood pressure," I said when I was able to straighten up. "Had it since I was a kid." We turned back to the crab. I got up onto hands and knees and photographed it from every angle. The dizziness returned as I put my camera away, although this time it ebbed and flowed, imitating the waves. Pain was beginning to gather in my back, accompanied by a darker, more powerful sensation near my ribs. I knelt down again, tucking my hands in my lap, and the dizziness billowed. I counted to 10, murmured words of concern, laced with fear, tumbled around above my head. The wind changed direction. When I finally opened my eyes, there was blood on my hand. I looked carefully. It was unmistakably blood, fresh, wet, across my right palm. "It's fine," I heard myself say. "Nothing to worry about."